Dave Spadaro and Adam Kaplan with you. The Eagles 7-5 at the three-quarter mark of this 2013 season. Time to get some grades. And where do the Eagles stand? Let's get into it right now with Adam. We start with the special teams. A lot of change there. Eagles going out and signing punter Donnie Jones. And Adam, the special teams have been pretty darn good of late.
Yeah, they have been a big surprise to me. Dave Phipp comes over from the Dolphins. It's the first time that he's been able to run it, the special teams, on his own, and he's done a great job. And kudos to the Eagles personnel staff for bringing in Donnie Jones, who's, for my money, the best punter in the National Football League this season. He's been unbelievable. Everything you could ask for and more. Alex Henry has been steady, their kicker. Only had one little gaffe, only had one really bad game. But the bottom line is the coverage units, to me, are amongst the best of the National Football League. That had been a problem when you look at previous years to me. This is an A-minus group. Very, very good.
Yeah, still have not had the big return, but all in all, pretty darn good. All right, let's move now to the defensive backs as we get Adam's first grade there. An A-minus for the special teams. The defensive backs last year giving up a franchise record 33 touchdown passes. Adam, a whole lot better this year.
Yeah, I think the discipline, and this has been a big thing for Billy Davis and his coaches, got to be way more disciplined. They have almost have a deep safety ready available on every play. The corners have been very, very physical. They play a combination of man and zone, a matchup zone especially. They've had great stories like Rock Carmichael. It's been incredible. The subs have had to come in and have done a great job. Brandon Boykin having a breakout season to me. I think this is an excellent, excellent unit that's much improved. But they're a B-minus, Dave, because they have given up a lot of yards.
Yeah, and the two new starters here are Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams. Mm-hmm. Nate Allen has been rejuvenated. With
what a story.
First interception since 2011 coming Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. So a B-minus for the defensive backs. Now the linebackers. The Eagles changing their front this year, going from a 4-3 to a 3-4. And Adam, there have been some spectacular plays.
I'll tell you what, Trent Coles' emergence here to me, and Connor Barron has been very, very steady so far. This is why I've given them a solid B. I think at times early in the season, they're kind of out of place or unsure exactly what they were doing. And 95 Michael Kendricks has been tremendous, although he did miss some time. I think the group has been a solid B, but not better than that, because I think they gave up some plays, some screen passes early in the season, but they are well ahead of where I thought they'd be.
Yeah, and good conversion from Trent Cole, who's played the run, plays hard, 5 sacks in the last 3 games, and the Eagles get a B at the linebacker position from Adam Kaplan. Defensive line is young, and younger, and yet, Adam, that has not prevented them from making major impact each week.
Dave, this is the biggest surprise on the football team, and not even Nick Foles. I'm not even going to say that. This defensive line, I thought, had no chance back in May and April, even after the draft. In fact, I couldn't find more than one starter. But not only has 91 Fletcher Cox played well, Benny Logan, 96, has been a big surprise after the Sopoaga trade. You just look at Cedric Thornton, number 72, has had, I think, a breakout season. He should get Pro Bowl consideration, and their subs have done a great job. How about Vinnie Curry, number 75? You see Thornton there. How about 75 Vinnie Curry to me? This is an A-minus group. They couldn't do much better. I don't give out A's unless it's absolutely obvious, but it's very, very close. They've been awesome.
All right, so the offensive line is next as the defense gets rounded out there. The offensive line, first-round draft pick Lane Johnson comes in. The Eagles get healthy, returning Jason Peters, Jason Kelsey, Todd Harriman's. It took a little bit of time here, but the offensive line is rounded into form very nicely.
It has. I think we have to remember 3 of those starters were coming with major injuries last season. It took them a little bit of time to get together there. But to me, Dave, I think Kelsey's one of the better young centers in the league. Jason Peters, he hasn't been quite at Pro Bowl form, but he's been solid. Remember, he's had a couple injuries this season. Lane Johnson's been kind of up and down, but you see the tremendous athleticism. To me, they're a solid B+. They're not quite in the A group because a little bit, at times, they've been inconsistent.
And the offense certainly benefiting from good play up front. The offensive line, a B+ from Adam Kaplan. At the tight end position, we've all wondered how the Eagles would use all of these talented tight ends. They draft Zach Gertz. They signed James Casey in free agency. And we are seeing the benefit of having depth and talent at that position.
Yeah, the only thing, Dave, and you kind of mentioned in passing there, is just the use. They've not gotten the ball enough. Their best game, obviously, was against the Cardinals with 3 touchdowns. And you saw the great game they had against Oakland. But I think they could be used more, and I'd like to see them get used more as the season progresses. Brent Celek's been a great story. He's been healthy, blocking better than ever. And the reason why Dave Zach Ertz is getting the football more, because he blocks better. He's improved in that area. The coaches like having him on the field. And James Casey, when thrown to, has done an excellent job. They're a solid B.
All right, so the Eagles tight ends, a B from Adam Kaplan. Now we move outside in the passing game. The Eagles in the summer, a blow, certainly, when Jeremy Maclin went down with a torn ACL, or really has been injured as well. How that gives DeSean Jackson more attention, and that gives Riley Cooper an opportunity to step up.
Yeah, and I think, Dave, when you look at Riley Cooper, he's been a nice surprise for them. A guy that, quite frankly, was an NFL fourth receiver. He's been pressing the services as a number two. Yeah, he doesn't command the ball as much as Jeremy Maclin, but he's done a solid job. And Nick Foles has helped him. He's made him go get the football. But DeSean Jackson's have a tremendous season. The only thing is, though, they're not getting enough contribution from the backups. I'd like to see more of that. DeMarcus Johnson had a great preseason, didn't get the job done yet. They're not even using him. So that's probably why I haven't put him in the A group, but they're a solid B.
All right, so a B for the Eagles wide receivers. Now we move to the running backs. LeSean McCoy leads the second in the NFC and second in the NFL in rushing. He leads the NFL in yards from scrimmage. He's been durable, he's been productive, and he has been delivering every week and has been outstanding.
You know, Dave, the reason why I'm not giving him better than a B+, B+ is my grade, because every time I watch LeSean McCoy, we know how talented he is. He's for my money, one of the top two backs in the league. He does leave yards on the field. And Bryce Brown, unfortunately, does sometimes run outside when he should hit it up inside. That, to me, is the reason why they're not an A group. But they are a solid B+. They're tremendous. And I love, though, lately how they're putting Nick Foles occasionally under center, making LeSean McCoy run inside, and he presses a hole. And that's something we could look forward to going forward.
From the day that Chip Kelly was named the head coach, we wondered who the quarterback would be, what kind of scheme the Eagles would play. Well, the season started with Michael Vick as the starting quarterback, a 1-3 record as a starter. Hamstring injury sends him to the sidelines, Adam. And as Michael Vick goes to the sidelines, Nick Foles emerges, and what have we seen? 19 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions. What a season to remember.
And that's why I have to give him an A. Or actually, the quarterback's an A, but they probably better would have been an A-. But the reason why is an A, because he makes players around him better. He generally does not take sacks, rarely does. And I love how he puts the ball out there. You see that Ertz catch? Only where the offensive player, the receiver tight end, could get it. That is a special trait only the great ones have. That puts him halfway there. He's an A. He's an absolute A so far.
And Michael Vick really played pretty well until he was injured. And now Matt Barkley gets a little bit of experience, a couple of games that the Eagles have struggled, and now they bounce back very nicely. All right, Chip Kelly, the head coach. He brings in a bunch of coaches with a nice mixture of pro experience, college experience. We all have questions, so many questions. Would a coach from the college level have experience enough to succeed here? Chip Kelly has guided this team to 4 straight wins, first place with 4 games to go.
Dave, I debated whether it would be an A or an A-. I went with the A- specifically because they've done a tremendous job. It's really hard to criticize. The only thing on the time management side, been a little critical in that area. But other than that, and this is one of the things I love about Chip, he takes the players he's given and he gets the most out of them. That is a quality that few coaches have, especially early in their careers. They think they know it all. I think it actually helped him in a way that he had no preconceived notions, never coached the National Football League before. I think in a way that's actually helped him. To me, he's done a great job. Very hard to criticize him overall, let's face it. That's an A- to me.
And there is the Adam Kaplan report card, 12 games into this 2013 regular season. It's a favorable report card, and why not? The Eagles have won 4 games in a row. They are 7-5. They've overcome quite a bit of adversity with some injuries at the quarterback position, and they sit atop the NFC East right now.